Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And here we are. It is Friday.
It is Friday. And it's always a sort of a renewal as you get to Friday and you say, okay, now maybe we can get a little rest. Some people can, some people can't, over the weekend. And I feel good for everybody.
And great wheel keeps a turning. Well,
it does.
We go to Boston now, Alan. And an attorney for Boston mob boss James Whitey Bulger says he plans to appeal his client's conviction. Bulger was sentenced yesterday to life in prison for 11 killings and a string of other charges, including extortion and money laundering, an epic case in Boston law and around the country. What are you making of that?
Well, you know, it's sickening. He killed a lot of people. That's clear, according to the jury. And according to one testimonial after another, he was connected. His brother was the top man in the Massachusetts state government. And the FBI clearly had relations with the guy. And it's not an attractive picture. And it's the kind of thing that gives you a glimpse back into the way in which history is, as opposed to the way it's portrayed. But it's really quite something to recognize that in this country, this kind of thing went on. The idea of an appeal is ludicrous. I mean, the guy's in his 80s to begin with. You know, he won. I mean, he was able to live out his life. And in the end, sure, they caught him. But how do you get to be in your 80s with all of that behind you? It's really quite something. Terrible, terrible.
Well, speaking of terrible, we're commemorating the assassination of President Kennedy, the date next Friday, November 22nd. But, Alan, you remember where you were when that occurred?
I was in New York City. I was on the way to Washington, where I was going to work for a congressman who was very friendly with Kennedy and who didn't come out of his office for several days after the assassination. I remember being numbed by the whole thing, David. You know, some people were weeping and crying, and I believe Walter Cronkite was one of them and on television, but it was really some time. And then the surrealness of the Dallas police allowing Jack Ruby to stand there and to shoot this guy who had just killed the president. Can you imagine the idea that theoretically security was so lax that they allowed this guy who had been hanging around with mobsters and others to be standing there with a loaded gun ready to kill the guy who killed Kennedy, allegedly? Well, everybody has a different theory on the assassination of Kennedy. I happen to believe Oswald did it, but I happen to also believe there was much more to the story than we know about or may ever know about. I do know that I had a girlfriend once back in the day whose father was a Teamsters official who told me that they had killed Kennedy. I thought he was full of baloney, frankly. So we'll never really know, but it was quite something.